Welcome to Women's History Month. I am Dr. Barbara Williams, a physician and sociologist who has lived in the Michiana area for the last 44 years. This month, WVPE and Indiana University South Bend's Women's and Gender Studies program is celebrating women's contributions to Michiana by presenting a series of interviews with contemporary women who are making history in our communities. Today, I am pleased to be with Debbie Coble, the Executive Director of Goodwill of Michiana since 2013. Her tenure with Goodwill dates back to 1990 when she began as a store manager. Debbie holds a master's degree with Indiana University South Bend. She grew up in Indianapolis and has lived in Michiana since 1986. For our listeners who think of Goodwill in terms of the retail outlets for gently used items or places to drop off things when they clean out their closets or move, let me clarify that the scope of Goodwill is much broader. It is the leading not-for-profit in the nation that seeks to empower individuals and families through education, training, and job placement. Specifically, it serves the needs of those who struggle with economic insecurity because they lack the soft and hard skills to get and keep employment. Debbie has played a major role in Goodwill of Michiana's success. Welcome, Debbie. First, please share with our listeners, what is the history behind this relatively new program at Goodwill known as the Excel Center? What need it is fulfilling, and how is it working out?
So a bit of the history, when the board decided to make this decision to allow me to transition into the executive director's role, one of the things that they told me was they wanted us to have a greater impact in the communities that we have the privilege of serving. And so I had been in contact with our sister Goodwill down in Indianapolis, who had actually started the Excel Center in 2010. And I knew that they were helping adults who wanted to go back and get a high school diploma a second chance to do that. And up to that point in time, there really wasn't an option to be able to do that if it was the GED. And so I presented it to the board, and I think it took them less than 5 minutes to say, yes, we want to do this. And so we started the process in 2014. And in 2015, we opened our first Excel Center, so the high school for 18 and older who want to go back and actually get their high school diploma and continue to move forward in their career.
Can you tell us the difference between a high school diploma and a GED?
Sure. So the GED is a test that you take that will show that you have mastered an equivalence of 10th grade, basically, level. It is a very difficult test, and I don't know about you, but I'm not going to admit how many years it's been since I've had algebra. And so to sit and take that test, it's really very hard. And one of the things that employers will still see a difference between a high school diploma and a GED, because a high school diploma really shows that you've gone through the systematic progress of continuous learning, being able to work in a team, being able to sustain on a goal that you have and get through it. And so there are still employers that prefer the high school diploma over the GED. And the high school diploma that our adults get is the same one that the kids at Penn, South Bend Community School Corp, Mishawaka, Elkhart schools, it's the same diploma that they receive, showing that they have demonstrated and mastered all the requirements that you need to get that high school diploma.
And does it include attending classes? How many hours of classes do they take over what kinds of periods of time?
Sure. So one of the differences in the Excel Center versus a traditional high school is we do have an accelerated program. So we have 5 terms a year, and those terms are 8 weeks long. And so you get really a condensed amount of classroom in that time. And we offer morning, afternoon, and evening classes. So you might be taking a government class, but you're also going to be getting an English credit along with that because you're working on both areas of study. And so when they sign up, they'll meet with their life coach, because that's the other thing. Everybody gets assigned a life coach, which I describe kind of a guidance counselor on steroids. because they'll help you walk through your classes, get your scheduling done, and then you will attend class that you say that you can, and you're expected to be there. If you are taking class, you're expected to be there, because if you miss one day of class, it's like missing a week's worth of classroom time if you were in a traditional setting. So classes are Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, we have time where students can come in if they need to make up tests, if they need extra help with their teacher, then they can come in on Friday mornings and get that done.
How many students have you had finish the program, and what is your dropout rate?
So we have celebrated 104 graduations since the 2015, and our dropout rate is... We don't really measure it per se, because one of the things that we try to do is, even if a student doesn't attend class, we continue to keep them in contact with them and try to bring them back in. What I can tell you is the rating for non-traditional schools, adult schools, we got a B, as because they grade us A, B, C, D, and F, just like they do the other schools. And we did get a B for our rating for this year.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
I've read some of the literature on this, and I have seen that some of the students couldn't deal with the GED programs because they tend to train them towards the test taking, and some of these students have had difficulties with test taking per se, but they have done really well with the Excel program, and I can see where many students have had difficulties with test taking, but seem to really respond to the idea of the personal touch that the Excel program has given them.
Absolutely. And we just have the most dynamic set of teachers. And when they come into the Excel Center, they're there for a different reason. And a lot of teachers enjoy it because they're getting students who truly want to learn. Now, and our students still have life happening to them. So it's, you know, they're not perfect students by any stretch of the imagination, but they're there because they want to learn. And the nice thing about it is that we can group our students so that they are in classes with students at the same level of ability. So it's easier for the teacher to teach and be able to get through it. And the teacher's just so willing to meet with the students, to work with them, and then they jump in as peers. And it's just so wonderful to watch them develop such a community and support each other through the process as well. It makes a big difference.
I can see that. How do you see the adult educational programs at Goodwill as critical to the future of our labor forces?
Well, I think that it is very critical, because as we continue to enjoy low unemployment, employers need employees that have the education and can do the jobs that they had. And we know that when the economy starts to soften, and we know it will at some point in time, what goes up must come down, right? We know that it'll be critical for these folks to get that high school diploma, because when we were involved in working with adults back in 2008, when we went through that crisis, we had individuals that were in the RV industry making $60,000 a year without a high school diploma, and then the next day they could not flip burgers at a local fast food restaurant for no other reason than they didn't have a high school diploma. So we know that it's critical not only to attract employers that we have a workforce that's trained, we know on the flip side, when it softens, for these folks to have that high school diploma so that they can continue to find employment so they can care for themselves and their families.
What advice do you have for young people today about entering the field of a not-for-profit? I understand that you are the executive director, CEO of one of our larger Goodwills in the Midwest, if not in the nation. Running a not-for-profit business is a very interesting choice. And what do you have for our young people who are thinking about careers in not-for-profits these days?
I would first say to do their research. So make sure it's their passion, and decide what they want to do, because there are things that it's like any other company you go to work for, but then it has its anomalies too. Oftentimes you are asked to wear multiple hats, or you are asked to, especially if you're going into the not-for-profit world, in human services, you're going to be dealing with people and people who have a lot of difficulties. And so you need to make sure that that's what you want to do, that you're really ready to walk alongside somebody and help them on their journey and be able to handle it. And I can tell you what, if you are, it's the best job ever.
Well, great. Thank you, Deb. This has been Deb Coble, the CEO and Director of Goodwill of Michiana.